This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump contradicts his own White House on an immigration proposal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
White House and Homeland Security officials had said there was discussion of sending migrants to so-called sanctuary cities, which don't cooperate with immigration authorities. They say the idea was quickly dismissed, but hours later, the president tweeted he's strongly considering it, singling out California.
They want more people in their sanctuary cities? Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
Critics said the plan was an effort to use migrants as pawns to target political opponents, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasted it.
Disrespectful of the challenges that we face as a country, as a people, to address who we are, a nation of immigrants.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. government will hold a massive auction later this year to bolster 5G service. That's the next generation of mobile networks. President Trump showcased that announcement Friday, declaring that the race to stand up to faster, more powerful networks.
It will transform the way our citizens work, learn, communicate, and travel. It'll make American farms more productive, American manufacturing more competitive, and American health care better and more accessible. Basically, it covers almost everything when you get right down to it. Pretty amazing.
Mr. Trump also announced a $20 billion plan to expand broadband access to rural areas. With a Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reaffirming his commitment to buy Russian missiles in the face of renewed warnings from NATO ally the United States about sanctions, Ankara and Washington remain on a collision course. Analysts warn that with a July date looming for Ankara to take delivery of the missiles, time is running out to avert a rupture in bilateral ties. Washington claims the S-400 missiles will compromise U.S.-made military defense systems used by Turkey, in particular the F-35 fighter.